Welcome to the third letter on your dreidel. Hey! Hey is the first letter of the word haya, which means happened or occurred. At this station, you will learn more about the Holy Temple. In Hebrew, we call it the Beit HaMikdash. Can you say Beit HaMikdash? Let's try it. Repeat after me. Beit HaMikdash. Great job! In ancient times, the Beit HaMikdash was the center of Jewish life and worship. It was built in Jerusalem a long time ago by the great Jewish king Solomon. Some say that the first Beit HaMikdash was so big that it was the size of a football stadium. Have you ever seen a football stadium? That's pretty big, huh? During the three Jewish pilgrimage festivals of Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, Jews would travel from far and wide to visit the Beit HaMikdash and make offerings there. During the festival of Shavuot, farmers brought the first fruits of their summer harvest, called Bikurim in Hebrew, and placed them near the altar inside the Beit HaMikdash to give thanks to God. If you look out of your car window, you can see a small representation of the Beit HaMikdash and a winter crop display. These are some of the wonderful organic fruits and vegetables harvested right here at Coastal Roots Farm. What fruits or vegetables on the crop display do you recognize? Which ones do you like to eat? Seasonal fruits and veggies grown here at the farm are available at our Pay What You Can farm stand, which is located at the entrance to the farm. The farm stand is open on Thursdays from 12 to 3 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, let's learn more about the Beit HaMikdash and why it's so important in the Hanukkah story. Sadly, the first Beit HaMikdash built by King Solomon was destroyed when the Babylonians conquered Israel a long time ago. After years of exile, the Jews returned to Jerusalem and rebuilt the magnificent Beit HaMikdash. It was during the time when the second temple stood in Jerusalem that the Greek king Antiochus rose to power. Unfortunately, many years after the Maccabees restored the Beit HaMikdash, it was destroyed again by Roman armies. Only one wall of the temple still stands today. It is called the Western Wall or the Kotel. People from all over the world visit this wall in Jerusalem to pray and write notes with prayers that they place between its bricks. We would like to invite you to write or draw something you would like to wish for using the My Hanukkah Wish page in your journal. Once you're finished, pause the audio track and get out of your car to tape your Hanukkah wish onto the bricks of the Kotel. Don't forget to press play once you're back inside your car. Press pause now. Now that you have learned all about the Beit HaMikdash, you visited our winter crop display and made your Hanukkah wish, it's time to move on to the last letter on the dreidel.